I have some statistics that I'm going to share with you, and I'm going to ask you the question, which category do you fall into? Because these statistics are mind-blowing. They're shocking to me in many, many ways. And then in another way, as I thought deeper after looking at these statistics, I said, maybe that's not too far off. David Essel here. Hey, we're talking about, are you really living life to the maximum, or are you just getting by until you die? That's the basic question today. I'm going to talk about the statistics. I'm going to talk about an individual that influenced me greatly who has very similar statistics about how the world's population is really set up. David Essel here for 45 years as a counselor, a number one best-selling author, radio, TV host, so much more. This is a topic to me that is so crucially important because this can be a major wake-up call for us. And I was on Instagram and I saw this statistic, this study, and I'm so sorry I can't tell you where it's from. I apologize for that. I was so blown away. I wrote it down and then I had to run out the door and I couldn't find it again. But basically it said this, 10% of the world's population is here to maximize their potential in life, to find their purpose and actually do it. 90% of the population is passing time until they die. Let me repeat this. 10% of the world's population is maximizing their potential to get everything they can out of every gift God gave them or universal energy gave them or whatever it might be. They're following their passions. They're making a difference. They're helping this world, not hurting this world. They're maximizing their potential. They're doing things even they don't have degrees for God's sake, right? I mean, they are out there. They're leading the charge. Are you part of that 10%? Are you the risk taker that they are? Are you out there following your dreams even when people are saying, oh my gosh, there's no way you can make it as a personal trainer. You're not going to ever make any money. Just take a safe job in a corporation. When your heart and soul is in helping people heal and helping people get in shape and helping. Okay, so if that person was in the 10%, they would say, thank you for your advice, but I know where my heart and soul is. And they would go and kick butt. How about you? Are you sitting back and just getting by, waiting for the weekend? Like, is the weekend the biggest part of your week? See, that's part of the 90%. Are you waiting for the weekend so you can drink, so you can eat, so you can party? So you can... That's part of the 90% that are just here passing time until they're dead. And it's a great, great question to ask. And here's even the greatest news ever. If you say, you know, David, I don't think I'm in that 10%, you can get there. That's the thing. It's not like some kind of genetic gift that some people have that they can get that 10% and just say have it for life. No, they go through hell. They have doubt. They have insecurity. They want to give up. They want to quit. I've been there before so many, many times. And I love helping people get into that 10 percentile. We call it in my work, growing in human consciousness. And the higher you are in human consciousness, the less you care about what other people say when you're following your purpose in life. It doesn't matter if 90% of the population says that will never work. If you have the spirit and you have the belief and you have the passion, the odds are you will find a way to make it work or something very similar, right? Now, I want to tell you something because this is a huge, huge statement. Why I believe the statistic is so true is not only from my practice of 45 years, but also because of the fact that one of my earliest teachers, Earl Nightingale, the founder of Nightingale Conant audio, motivational audio system, in 1990, I was put together with Brian Tracy, of all people. Oh my God, he's in that 10%. Brian Tracy is phenomenal. And we did an audio program together. I did side one on, I forget the topic, 1990, and he did side two. Earl Nightingale had his study that showed that only 7% of the world's population maximizes their potential in life. 7%. Now we have this new statistic saying maybe it's up to 10%. But whether you look at 7 or 10%, it's tiny compared to the world's population. And I don't want this for you. I want you in a space and time that you are so happy to get up to make a difference, to help people heal or to help people do whatever it is that your gifts are, whatever it is your passion is, but you got to start now. You really can't wait until, oh, let me wait till the kids go back to school. Let me wait. No, we start writing today. Here's my passion. Why aren't I going after it? Why am I part of the 90%? Why aren't I part of the 10%? Listen, if you need help, this is my work. This is one of my many wheelhouses. I can help you get into that 10%. Let's rock together at talkdavid.com. Just go and send me an email. We'll jump on the phone, talk for 20 minutes for free, no charge for that at all. And I can tell you that we can really kick some royal butt. 5 books at the website for free. You can grab them as well to help you become part of that 10%, right? We'll talk about what the 10% does, how many books they read a year or listen to a year, what else they do. We have the formula. Reach out to talkdavid.com. Let's make your life rock. If it isn't yet, we can make it happen. Talkdavid.com. I'm David Essel. Believe in yourself and let's rock.